UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
UDC's participation in Labor Day projects is a long-standing tradition and forms part of the corporation's Corporate Social Responsibility Program. This year, the corporation undertook 7 projects in 5 parishes. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Urban Scope. I'm Twyla Whelan. Everybody must work. We begin at Sutton Street in downtown Kingston, where the 200-year-old Calabar Infant Primary and Junior High School is located. UDC team members visited the school on Labor Day to give it a well-needed facelift. Improvements included painting the computer labs, bathrooms, the entrance to the school, and interior walls, as well as conducting repairs to the roof of the computer lab.
We want to make development happen to the lives of those persons within the communities that we are designated to operate.
Project coordinator Diane Barrett Hansen.
We feel that in carrying out our 50th anniversary celebrations, it's important for us to touch a kaleidoscope of projects that reflect our impact on primary and secondary infrastructure and how we have helped to make development happen.
UDC General Manager, Dr. Damien Graham.
I feel excited, elated, that I am able to give back to the community which we work in. It doesn't end on Labor Day. We continue throughout the year.
Human Resource Manager with responsibility for subsidiaries, Lorraine Frost. Teachers, students, and community members also lent a helping hand. Fabian Nesbeth is a student at the institution.
I feel all right knowing that UDC is helping out the school.
Past student Milton McKenzie says he looks forward to giving back to his school each year on Labor Day.
It's a great school now. The great people pass through the school. Lewis Bennett passed through the school. It's a great opportunity to be back here. The brighter it look, the brighter the people feel also.
Sandra Hamilton's child is enrolled at the institution.
This is something that the school really needs. Parents, teachers, past students, we do what we can when we can. But when we get like a big influx of support like what we're getting from the UDC, we're really excited about it.
Member of Parliament, Reverend Ronnie Thwaites, also stopped by and did some painting.
When we see the outpouring of generosity, it makes us very happy. It makes us feel that everybody is part of a partnership.
Principal Josette Leslie expressed thanks to the UDC for spearheading the project, adding that the institution's 1,180 students and 51 teachers will make full use of the upgraded facilities.
We are very happy that the UDC has tried to create an uplifting, stimulating environment for our clientele. And we hope that Corporate Jamaica will be inspired by it today and come on board and share with us as well.
The project forms part of the UDC's plan for the redevelopment of downtown Kingston and was one of 7 Labor Day projects carried out in 5 parishes. The corporation also participated at the National Labor Day Project at the Cumberland Health Center in St. Catherine. The other initiatives included an open space project by the Seaford Citizens Association and construction of a walkway at King Manor's Development Company in St. Catherine, renovation and painting of the Eltham Basic School in St. Anne, and Reach Hall's Infant and Primary School in Portland. In St. James, Leith Primary School also got a facelift. The Labor Day activities were also organized to mark the UDC's 50th year of making development happen in Jamaica. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that registration for the Houses of Parliament design competition remains open until June 14? Register now at www.ourjaparliament.com or email the competition secretariat at designcompetition@udcja.com. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 876-656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor of Kingston Mall in downtown Kingston.
Making development happen,
UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.